think Vic looks the same as he has the last couple of years, or has worn down from all the beatings he's taken?
I don't know. I saw some plays in that game where he still looked the same when he got out of the pocket and started running. But, you know, it's tough. I think he's had some injuries on the O-line, and guys are, you know, he's getting some clean shots on him. And obviously that's going to take a toll on any player, not only him. So, you know, but I think he still is one of the most dangerous people on the football field.
Justin, when you guys are already 0-1 in the division, does that second game take on extra importance for you guys?
Every game takes on extra importance for us now. You know, we got a very tough division. Seems like every team is going to be right there at the end, have a shot at it. So we just got to do our part in trying to keep pace with these guys and you know, hoping that we can do that this week.
When you look at how banged up, I mean, their offensive line's been, I mean, what do you take?
We're pretty banged up ourselves, so, you know, they're still going to have 5 O-linemen, we're still going to have 4 D-linemen, and, you know, that's all we're looking at right now.
I like the fact Corey played with a broken hand, made tackles and things.
I mean, Corey's always been a tough individual. He just hadn't had to prove it because he's been pretty healthy all his career. But we know what to expect from that guy. He's going to go out there and compete. And, you know, it's a bummer he had to break his hand, but he'll be ready to play on Sunday. I know that.
Justin, you guys have no control over it, but this schedule has been so tough over the last month or so. How much difficulty have you had to manage it?
It's been pretty tough. But, you know, lucky for us going forward, it seems like we get kind of on a regular schedule here, next couple of games, and I think a lot of guys are looking forward to that. No more Thursday night games, no more Wednesday night games, you know. So hopefully these next couple of weeks we kind of settle in and kind of get our bearings on this.
You've seen your offense do a lot of great things over the last few years, but the last game or so they had a running game that they really haven't had in a while, given what happened last year. What is that? Watching them when you're on defense, what does that do for you, knowing that this is now a well-balanced attack that you guys are throwing at other teams?
I don't know how much it does for us on defense, but I know how much it is for concern for other defenses. You know, it's been a lot of Eli and Victor and King and Ballard, guys like that. Now when you can take some of that pressure off Eli and get him in these manageable down distances, that's going to be tough. So, I know we was pretty rested the last game because they controlled the ball and whipping down the field and gave our defense a lot of rest. So I think that's a huge vantage point coming in the fourth quarter and still having your legs up running and be able to finish games on defense.
Man, I know you wouldn't – the offense last year wasn't exactly – vulnerable. They did some great things, but as a defensive player, if you see an offense that's really one-dimensional, that's what you want to see, right?
No question. I think every time you go into a football game as a defensive player, the first thing you want to say is, you know, just take away what they want to do, you know, stop the run, put in those long third down situations where you can get after the quarterback. So when you don't do that as a defensive coordinator, I know that your calls get kind of sporadic because you're looking for stuff. So you don't really have a base, and that makes things difficult. It's hard to get in the flow. It's hard to, know which bullet to go to at that point. So I think it's very important to take away, especially with a guy as dynamic as Eli is in the passing game. You want to take away that running game. You want to make it, you know, all be on him. And he's won games that way too, but you definitely don't want to give him, you know, an alleyway. You don't want to give him both.
Would you say that the Eagles make themselves one-dimensional in some ways?
I mean, McCoy's a pretty dynamic back. If they're going to be one-dimensional, it'll be because they want it to be one-dimensional. I think they have some schemes up front that make it very tough to stop their running game, especially when Vic is throwing the ball well. But I think teams have done a good job against them this year. And, you know, hopefully we can kind of channel some of that and do a pretty good job ourselves.
It's weird. You guys are the Super Bowl champs, but is there any part of you guys that go into this game feeling a little bit like something to prove because everybody was picking them to win the division?
Yeah, I don't know, man. We don't get caught up in it. It's all about, you know, 1 week at a time and trying our best to win that week. And we're used to people not giving us a shot or not believing in us or anything like that. So it don't really bother us much. I know it's going to be a huge challenge going down there. They're going to be ready, fired up. That crowd is going to be loud. And that's what you live for. That's what you play the game. You get excited for matchups like this.